Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we'll be talking about 10 ways to move your animal health or veterinary career forward this year. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, we've talked a lot about the topic of success on the podcast. What prompted you to want to discuss it once again?
Well, I believe that it's almost impossible to talk too much about success. Everyone wants to be successful. And even if a person is experiencing success, they probably want to enjoy more of it. And the subject of success also happens to be a passion of mine. So it's difficult for me to not want to talk about it.
Fair enough. Where would you like to start today?
Well, as the title of today's podcast indicates, we have 10 ways to move your animal health or veterinary career forward. So I'd like to address these ways one at a time.
Sounds good. What's first on our list?
The first item is updating your resume and your LinkedIn profile.
What is specifically important about doing this?
Well, there are multiple things, starting with the fact that it shows relevant experience. These updates highlight your latest roles, responsibilities, and achievements, ensuring potential employers or recruiters have a clear understanding of your most relevant experience. Second, it demonstrates continuous learning. An updated resume reflects your commitment to professional growth through certifications, workshops, and additional education, making you a more attractive job candidate. And something else that people don't automatically think of is that updating your resume and LinkedIn profile builds confidence.
It does?
Yes, knowing that your resume accurately reflects your achievements and qualifications boosts your confidence during job interviews and networking events, allowing you to present yourself as a competent and credible professional.
That makes sense. What's next on our list?
What's next is part of what we just discussed, which is engaging in continuous learning and education.
Which your resume and LinkedIn profile prove.
That's right. Continuous learning allows you to acquire new skills and knowledge that are directly applicable to your roles. Not only that, but it also fosters adaptability and open-mindedness, which are valuable traits to an employer. Embracing new knowledge and techniques can lead to innovative solutions, establishing you as a valuable asset within the animal health industry or veterinary profession. In addition, professional development through continuous learning can lead to career advancement opportunities. Pursuing advanced certifications, specialized training, or higher academic degrees can open doors to leadership roles.
You've certainly seen how this can help in your job as an executive recruiter, is that right?
Yes, that's right. And I've seen it consistently throughout my career.
What's third on our list of things to do to move a person's animal health or veterinary career forward?
Well, third is staying on top of industry trends and development. So in the animal health industry and veterinary profession, staying current with industry trends allows veterinary practitioners to provide the best possible care to their patients. It also enhances credibility and professionalism. Clients, colleagues, and employers are more likely to trust and respect individuals who demonstrate expertise and awareness of the latest developments in the field. In addition, staying up to date with industry trends fosters a culture of innovation and continuous improvement within an organization. It can also open doors to networking and professional growth. Engaging in discussions and events related to the latest trends allows individuals to connect with peers, experts, and potential mentors, providing opportunities for learning and career development. And the next item on our list also includes trends.
And how's that?
Because it's staying on top of workplace and workforce trends. Understanding workplace trends allows you to align your skills and competencies within the changing demands of the industry. Being aware of these trends also enables you to upskill and stay relevant, making you a valuable asset to employers and clients. Second, being aware of workplace trends fosters adaptability and resilience. By staying ahead of changes in organizational structures, workplace culture, or work arrangements, you can prepare yourself to embrace new challenges and seize opportunities. And third, staying updated on workforce trends can help you make informed decisions about your career path. This knowledge can guide you in making strategic choices about your professional development and career progression.
We're almost halfway through our list. What's number five?
Well, the fifth item on our list is becoming a student of negotiation. This specialized skill set goes beyond the traditional medical expertise and technical knowledge that are prerequisites for success in the field. Effective negotiation abilities are valuable in fostering strong partnerships, securing favorable deals, and driving positive outcomes. Simply put, if you're a skilled negotiator, then you'll make more money in your career. If you're not a skilled negotiator, then you probably won't make as much money. However, negotiation goes beyond that. In the context of a person's animal health or veterinary career, negotiation plays a pivotal role in several critical aspects. For professionals engaged in pharmaceuticals, research, or product development, negotiation skills are essential in forming collaborations with research institutions, securing funding for projects, and navigating complex regulations. For veterinarians in private practice, negotiation expertise can significantly impact client interactions. Being adept at negotiation can help in discussing treatment options, addressing financial constraints, and ensuring the best care for patients while also fostering trust among pet owners.
We've talked a lot about negotiation on the podcast, so I know it must be important. So what is next on our list, Stacey?
Well, in the number six spot on our list of how to move your animal health or veterinary career forward is making a concerted effort to network more.
We've talked a lot about that too.
Yes, we have, and for good reason. In fact, for multiple reasons. Well, first, networking enables people to expand their circle of industry contacts. By attending conferences, seminars, and industry events, you can meet like-minded professionals, potential mentors, and influential figures. And second, networking fosters knowledge sharing and continuous learning, which we've already discussed. Engaging in conversations with peers and experts can expose you to diverse perspectives, innovative ideas, and emerging trends in the field. Third, networking nurtures self-confidence and communication skills. As you interact with various professionals, you can refine your ability to articulate ideas, pitch projects, and present yourself effectively. And finally, networking can lead to mentorship and guidance. Establishing connections with seasoned professionals provides access to valuable advice and support throughout your career journey. And this final point brings me to the next item on our list.
Which item is that?
Well, engaging in a mentoring relationship. So a mentorship can be a great experience that propels a person's career forward and fosters personal growth in numerous ways. There are multiple reasons to engage in a mentoring relationship, starting with the fact mentors possess a wealth of experience and knowledge that can't be gained solely through textbooks or formal education. And to illustrate again how all of these points are interrelated, a mentoring relationship opens doors to networks and opportunities. Through your mentor's connections, you can gain access to a broader professional community, potential job prospects, and collaborations that might not have been accessible otherwise.
Stacey, I've heard that a good mentoring relationship will also help hold a person accountable. Is that part of the value that this type of relationship offers?
Yes, exactly. So a mentoring relationship fosters a sense of accountability and commitment. Mentees are more likely to stay focused on their career goals and strive for continuous improvement when they have a mentor providing guidance and holding them accountable. And not only that, but mentors also serve as role models, demonstrating the qualities and attributes required for success. By observing and emulating these traits, mentees can develop essential soft skills such as effective communication, leadership, and problem-solving abilities.
Well, that all makes sense. What's next on our list?
Next on our list for moving your animal health or veterinary career forward is working on improving your personal brand,
which we've also discussed before.
Correct. The significance of cultivating and enhancing one's personal brand cannot be overstated. A well-crafted personal brand serves as a powerful tool to differentiate yourself from the competition. In this digital age, employers and clients increasingly rely on online platforms to research potential candidates, which would include veterinarians and other animal health professionals.
Is that a reason to be careful about what you post on social media?
Yes, that is definitely a reason to be careful about what you post on social media. Employers and potential employers screen job candidates by checking out their social media profiles all the time. Also, a strong personal brand fosters trust and credibility, which are critical in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. A well-managed personal brand can highlight key strengths, accolades, and successes. And finally, a positive personal brand can open doors to various opportunities, one of which is a great new job. It goes without saying that you have a better chance of landing a new job if you have a positive personal brand as opposed to a negative one.
Stacey, we only have two more items left to go. What's next on our list of things that can move a person's animal health or veterinary career forward?
Next is being proactive and not reactive. I place a high degree of emphasis on this point because it's so important. A proactive approach empowers people to take charge of their careers, make informed decisions, and chart a path towards growth and success. Being proactive involves anticipating challenges and opportunities rather than merely responding to them after they arise. This mindset enables a person to stay ahead of the curve, continually updating their knowledge and skills. In addition, proactivity fosters innovation and problem solving, which are highly sought after skills by employers. Proactive veterinarians and other animal health professionals are also more likely to build strong networks and collaborations. They engage with peers, mentors, and industry leaders, forming valuable relationships that can open doors to exciting opportunities and career advancements.
And being reactive is the opposite of that and will produce negative results, or at the very least, not positive ones.
Well, yes, a reactive approach can lead to missed chances and stagnant growth. Waiting for opportunities to present themselves might mean being left behind in a field that demands constant progress and adaptability.
Okay, we're down to the final item on our list. What might it be?
Well, the final item on our list of things to move your animal health or veterinary career forward is being open to opportunity.
I have to admit, that doesn't surprise me.
I have to say that I'm not surprised that you're not surprised. But this is one of the biggest keys to career success. And this is why I talk about it so often and why it's number one on this list. Embracing new prospects is critical for professional growth and success. By maintaining an open mindset, professionals in the animal health industry or veterinary profession can seize avenues to advance their careers.
Is fear what holds people back?
Well, yes, that's a big part of it. Fear of the unknown specifically. And many people gravitate toward being comfortable. But it's difficult to grow when you're comfortable, if not impossible. I like to say that you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Being open to opportunity is a mindset. It has nothing to do with your education that you received or the skills that you possess. It's the way that you look at situations and how you view them. Being open to opportunity also enables people to broaden their horizons and foster continuous learning. And once again, this dovetails with what we've been discussing today, but being open to opportunity encourages networking and collaboration. Engaging with peers, mentors, and experts in the field can lead to valuable connections and partnerships. And last but not least, the animal health industry and veterinary profession is driven in large part by innovation. Embracing new opportunities allows professionals to be a part of groundbreaking advancements that positively impact animal health and welfare.
I have another question, Stacey. How can building a relationship with a recruiter help move a person's animal health or veterinary career forward?
Well, that's an easy question to answer. So recruiters can serve as bridges between job seekers and employers, offering advantages that can facilitate professional growth and open doors. First, an experienced and reputable recruiter has an in-depth understanding of the job market. As a result, they can offer personalized guidance on career trajectory, suggesting roles that best align with your skills, experience, and aspirations. Experienced recruiters also have access to a vast network of industry contacts and job openings that may not be publicly advertised. This access to the hidden job market provides candidates with exclusive opportunities that might otherwise go unnoticed. In addition, recruiters are adept at resume and interview coaching. They can offer valuable insights into crafting a compelling resume that highlights your strengths and achievements effectively. They can also provide constructive feedback and help you polish your communication and presentation skills.
Aligning yourself with an experienced recruiter is really like having a coach for your animal health or veterinary career. Would that be accurate to say?
Yes, that is accurate. Aligning with an experienced recruiter is akin to having a career strategist in your corner. And keep in mind, this partnership extends beyond the job search phase, with recruiters offering negotiation assistance once an offer is on the table. Their knowledge of industry standards and compensation trends ensures that candidates receive competitive packages. As you can see, an experienced recruiter can help candidates all the way through the recruiting and hiring process, and even after they've been hired and start work at their new employer.
Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about how to move your animal health or veterinary career forward.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go today, be sure to check out our hot animal health jobs and veterinarian jobs on the Vet Recruiter site. Continue to check back because we consistently get new animal health jobs and veterinary jobs on a regular basis. If you are an employer and you need an animal health recruiter or veterinarian recruiter, reach out to the Vet Recruiter. We would love to help you with your critical animal health hiring needs and your veterinarian hiring needs. Thanks again for joining us. We will see you here again next week on the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.